Zamir Tashem, tonight's learning will be Refuah Shleima. What's the name?
Shimon ben Rivka Miriam.
Shimon ben Rivka Miriam. Okay, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. All right. Chaver, can you see? Oops, let me scroll. Can you see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let me start. So we're going to start Kotzer tonight. I know last week we were discussing the Inyan about Meshava Gumos and about marbles and stuff like that on the ground or on tables and stuff like that. So we're going to start with a new Malacha tonight. And the beginning is Shalom Lawrence. The beginning source is a Mishnah in Shabbos Tzadihei. The Mishnah is Hatolesh Me'otetz Nokuv Chayiv V'she'enu Nokuv Potter. So we have to know, in life, there are two types of flower pots. There is a flower pot that's called an otetz nokuv. It has a hole in the bottom. And even though it's a flower pot, but since it has a hole on the bottom, in the halachic world, we view that as being attached to the ground. Even though it's, you know, it's a flower pot, but since there's a hole at the bottom, it's being nourished through the soil underneath, etc. So that's considered to be attached. So if one were to take pluck something from a plant in an otetz nokuv, you're chayiv for that. She'ena nokuv, but if it's in a flower pot that is not being connected to the karkas, then you're potter for that. Reb Shimon poter bezeh bezeh. Reb Shimon argues on the Tanakhama and says no, that whether it's perforated, whether there's a hole, whether there's no hole, one is potter. Then the Gemara says, Ramile by the Rav of Amri lo Rabbi Chiya bar Rav li Rav. Tanan Reb Shimon poter bezeh bezeh. Amo nokuv Reb Shimon. So he makes the same, he doesn't make any distinction. Rabbi Shimon, since you're potter both, he doesn't see there's any distinction. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein bein nokuv l'she'en nokuv, the only chilek between them is el l'hachshir zroim bilvad. Now, it's for something to become tame, it has to become in contact with one of the seven types of liquids. We've discussed this many, many occasions of yad, shachar, dam. So that's what Rabbi Shimon makes a chilek on. So Amleha call me Rabbi Shimon Ketolush Meshavile. Rabbi Shimon really holds it's tolush. It's separated like that. Shailim Tumah. Tumah is a different concept in general. Da Torah Ribsa Tahara Eitzel Zroim. There's an additional reboy that comes to include it. Namar, the post says Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. So there's a special din within that. But it comes out to be a machloikis in the Mishnah if one would pluck something, kotzer, right, to detach it from its source of origin, whereas the Tanakhama says you're only chayiv if it's otzutz nokuv, if it is a holnik, but if it's an shein nokuv, you're not, and Rishin potters you in both of them. So that's the beginning. You're not allowed to pluck a plant. A little tongue twisted there. You can't take anything off of that. The Rambam, in the next source, here is in, let me go down, in Hilchos, let me just typed in. This is in Hilchos Shabbos. Should add that onto the source so you know where we are. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says like this: Hakoytzu ki groeres chayiv. If a person cuts off a groeres that size your chayiv, v'toleish toledes koytzu. To pluck something off is a told is a subcat of koytzer. V'chola oikir davar migidulo chayiv mishum koytzer. So anybody who is oikir, who detaches something from its place of origin. Okay, so interesting. If we'll have to talk about what happens if things like what does that extend to? You know, someone's asking tonight in shul after Marv about the plucking the eyes off of a potato. I think that was Bruce's question. So was that kotzer or not? You know, is that's where it grows? Okay, well we'll get to that hopefully. Lefikach tzor sha'alubo asavim. You have a stone that's got grass that grew on the stone. If you have types of grasses that grew on top of a chavis, a barrel, because that's where it grows. But if you're separating from something that's a flower pot, then you're not chayiv that. He brings from the Mishnah that if you would separate something from a plant, it's an otz nokuv, then you are chayiv for that. Okay, so that's basically step one. Just we see there's a machloikis and how the Rambam paskins in that. Then we come to a new Gemara, Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, going on to Kuf Ches. Interesting Gemara, I don't recommend doing this at home, but what would you do if you stuck your hand into a pregnant animal and pulled the animal, we're talking about Shabbos, you pulled the animal out of its mother's belly? Right? Again, not recommended for like, you know, rainy day activities. Here we go. Amar Marbav, Medume Amar Shmuel, Hoshit Yadu Leme'e Behema. You stuck your hand into the stomach of the behema, V'dildel Ubur Shmemea Chayev, and you ripped out, you detached the fetus. You pulled the animal out of it on your Chayev for this. So if I was to stop right here, before we see the next line of Gemara, why are you Chayev? What malacha did you just do by pulling the animal out of its mother's stomach on Shabbos?
It's
probably
Shechitza, because you're killing it.
Oh, so okay, so Netilas Neshama, good, that could be one issue, Netilas Neshama, killing it, excellent. What are your first thoughts? What do you say, Indian?
I mean, it's not kotzer, is it? I mean, it's not like a plant.
So. See, is it kotzer? So 1 second, let me go back to that Rambam. Let me just go back to this Rambam. Is it kotzer? V'chol ha'okir dover migidulo. I'm going to highlight that. Anybody who take something out of its place of growth. Could that be kotzer? Could that be kotzer to pull an animal out of the mother's stomach? Oh. Okay, let's see. My time, says the Gemara. Amarava, Barhamadune, Isbrala. Lav, Amar of Sheshis, Hai Manitolish Keshuse, Mezin, aren't you what the Rambam just said? You're taking something from its place of origin. So if you follow the Rambam's classification, maybe this is kotzer. Maybe ripping the baby out is kotzer because you're taking it from its place of origin. So I'm Rabaye Haman the Tolish Pitra Meuna Dechate Mechayim Mishum Oikedav Migidulo. What if you took a mushroom, like a fungus sort of thing? What are those things that grow on pails? Those are barnacles, right? Is that the correct name for them? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Are they organic or are this more collection of sediment?
No, so it's like an organic. It's something that actually is growing on them. So
it's grow like on the bottom of a boat and stuff like that too.
Yeah, right. Things that grow on these types of things, right? So do we say that this is, you know, here to take shrubs, okay, something like that? Is it, you're taking it from the plant? So let me work out for a second what the chilik is. There's a Rashba here that we're going to do. The Rashba is really quoting the Ramban. Keep scrolling down until I get to that. Here we go. This is the Rashba quoting the Ramban. Hada Amrinan. What we just said, the Gemara, Moshe Yadla Mei Behema, Vidadla Uber Bemea, Chayim Mishum Okir Dov Migidulo, the Gemara just said, when you stick your, again, this is not for the lighthearted, but you stick your hand into, you couldn't pay me to do this. If you stick your hand into the belly of an animal and you ripped out the Uber, the fetus from that, Sehikshe HaRamban, the Ramban asks the Kasha, Deha Tolish Knaf Min HaOif, if you take a feather off of a bird, V'chein Goizikin Chayin, you're not chayav two things for that. In other words, if I plucked off a feather or something, I don't get two lavin. Chad mishum okidav migidulo v'chad mishum tolish or gozes. We don't say you get two separate things. Oh, you were okidav or migidulo, and you also did tolish, right? V'chein hanoitos aro svamo mitzvaro. You pulled off a hair from your mustache. You ripped off your fingernail, something like that. On the lake of mishum okidav migidulo elab gidli karka. So you see from here, Yisod. This is, if I could highlight this, I would point this line out right here. Leika mishum okidav migidul ela bigidule karka. Karka is land. So comes along the Ramban and tells us, he says, no. The only time you're chayev for kotzer, for tolish, is if, which tolish is a subcategory of kotzer, is if you take it from karka. It has to be from ground. Right? Okay. So now, what's the Gemara talking about then? Again, that's the Otzot Snakuf, right? That's taking off the plant. I understand why you're chayav for that for kotzer. But what is the malach then? So Ira, I think this is what you said, right? If you are chayav, you can't pull out the baby, but it's not, according to the Ramban, it's not going to be kotzer. So what malach are we left with? So this is what you said. It's going to be netilas neshama. Let's keep reading the Ramban, right? Kimosha ain disha el begidule karka, just like disha. Well, we haven't got that malacha yet, but we'll see that there's certain mamer, certain malachas only apply to things that they're growing. So hachinam mashm bechoros, gabi tolish tzemer bechor, the tolish lav And gozes, okay, connect to be yamtav, muta delays bay, mishum oikidom migidula, lefikach, pirishuza, doodle esa uber, mishum no tel neshama hu chayiv. That's a line right there, if you can see my cursor. Your no tel neshama. Natilus neshama is the malacha, like you said, shchitim, it's like you're killing it, right? You're taking it out. So hachikomer afagav the high uber leislei b'didei neshama came in the gidula toli b'neshama imo v'oikro chay mishum noitel neshmasum imeno. That's the chiyuv for that, but it's not because of kotzer according to the Ramban. So is there a question?
Yeah, Rabbi. Let me ask you. The term shchita though, is shchita usually mean a kosher killing, or does shchita just means killing?
Killing.
Okay, so why don't they use the term
shchita?
Isn't that the
balacha
shchita?
Shochet is netilas neshama, but we'll see. There's other. When we get to it, we'll learn Amir Tzashem in future shiurim. Like even taking blood could be netilas neshama. It's not shochet. You didn't kill anybody. But we'll have to learn more about that. But let's just the point to focus on right now within this Ramban is he's once you make this statement that kotzer only applies to something that's karka. Right, to separate something from its place of growth, well then okay, but if you told me that it does, you're not limited to karka, that it would apply to, you know, anything that grows, so I understand, I pluck a branch off of a tree, I understand, I take an animal from its place of origin, I understand, but here in this case, the Ramban is forced because he interprets that it only applies to karka, he has to come and now go back and understand that Gemara and Kuf Zayin is to why you chayev. So he says you're chayev because of Natilas Neshama. Now, this is against a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Ramon has like this, and others, Rabbi Simon, this Yerushalmi, in Perek Zayin, it says, Rabbanan Dekistri Amrin, he did tsari kura. You're tsari kura. You take a fish. If you took a fish, so fish grow. Lawrence, our herring expert over here, know that fish grow in the water. So if you took a fish out of the water, to go fishing on Shabbos is kotzer. Wow. What are you going to do with that? That's what you have to learn, like the yisod of every malacha. If you would have told me this, Rishon, what do you mean fishing is kotzer? It's like separate. But if the yisod is by taking something out of its place of growth, which is the animal inside of the mommy's stomach, which is the fish inside of the water, which is the plant inside of the flower pot, so then okay, you understand. So the Ramban is going to have to learn this is really actually going to be a machloikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Ramban would say, I'm working within the Bavli, and therefore this whole din of kotzer, it's not karka, right? But that's Yerushalmi. That's the way the Ramban would have to, you know, many achronim point out in order to work out this Yerushalmi.
Isn't something in the water a little bit more like...
I didn't hear you last say a little bit more like what? I mean, you want to say the fish is gedulei karka?
Or at least a semblance of it, right? In other words, it's water as opposed to dry land, but...
Yeah, there is actually a svar to say like that. There is, but I don't think you have to come on to that. I think you just say it's a machloik between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. But yeah, I could hear that svar, actually. Yeah.
Rabbi, in our conventional thought, what would be the bulk of fish at Shabbos? I mean, I know...
I would have said sod, trapping. That's what I would have said. But here, the Rishonim learns it's kotzer.
But I guess the nature of the fish, though, you take it out of the water, it dies. I guess, isn't that different than, like, cornered animal? And, I'm just thinking about that. I guess when you get the hook in its... I guess getting the hook and having the hook attached to it is probably something bad, too.
You're making a wound. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. The source six is the Toldos Shmuel. Let me get that up. Keep scrolling. Here we go. So he's going to argue. The Toldos Shmuel is going to argue on this Ramban. He says like this: Meleches Koitzer Shaych Afilu B'Davar She'enim Mechuber LeKarka. Again, the Ramban said that Koitzer only is to Karka. The Toldos Shmuel says no. You don't have to do that, right? V'aklal Hi Shekol HaOker Dov Megidulu Afilu Lo Chay Mechuber LeKarka Me'Olam Harei Zechay Mishum Koitzer. V'fikach, svar sha'alabo asaf. If you have a stone that has grass on it, right? Afil ein hatzor al hakarka kolkach, amagan avam, sif shirin beit. I'll go into that in a second. Divrei kesef mishnah, v'alecha mishnah, v'kan nirli, delav davka, shlo chayim mechuber lekarka, v'sha sha'oikrin al afilu lo chayim mitzor munach al gabi karka, afilu v'sha sha'alabo asaf. Okay, keep going to the next thing. Haklal hi lanias daiti shekol davar haola me'elov beteva haolam afilu aitolush mikomalkam chayin revaisu. This is the way revaisu means, it's normal way that it grows. Did we do that Gemara? Yeah, v'yeshbo mishum oike davar migedula. So the way the Tolda Shmuel is learning that no, anything that's the natural way that it grows, so then it's shaykh to have a iser of kotzer against the Ramban, right? If that's the normal way that it grows, v'yesh bo mishum oikir dov migedulo avamash nizra bidei adam, but something that's planted by a human being afish neklatash nishrash, right? Okay, so the chiluk that the Tolda Shmuel wants to make is this idea between something that happens naturally versus something that you would plant in there. A human being doesn't plant the baby inside of the mommy's stomach. You talk about like putting something into a flower pot or something like that. That's made by a human being. But the normal course of action, that is not going to be a problem. You have the flower pot that is not perforated at the bottom. If you didn't plant it, but again, natural germination, something like pollinate, whatever, it grew by itself. Okay, it's no worse than something that would grow on the particles. That's the way that the Toldos Shmuel comes along and says differently than the Ramban. Now, I want to show you who argues on this. There's a sefer Satmar Dayan Tal Malachos. I heard Rabbi Simon quote this in his shir. So he had this idea. He says, "We told the Shmuel cost of lechadish." He wants to say a chiddush over here. The gamba otzah she'ein enakiv, in a flower pot that's not doesn't have a hole in the bottom. Im lo zarabo adam zarim, if the person didn't put the seeds in there, ela olabo asavim me'aleim, they grew by themselves. V'chein shar gidulim shetzamchu min ha'otzah she'ein enakiv me'aleim belizrius adam chayiv hatolish yemena v'shabas after having otzah she'ein enakiv. You'd be chayiv for such a thing. Devade logora mipatiros, it's not growth in these like types of mushrooms that would grow on top of clear something like that. Sha'alol oizinakli, fine. Nira mi devarav de ikra chiluk sha'amru chazal, the chalik ben pitrios ben otich in a nokuv, han im nizra aide ha'adam o mitsameches me'alev, if it grew by itself. Avamashmosa Gemora hana lo nira kain, he says that's not the way the Gemora sounds. The Gemara doesn't work well with this chilek. El detalia, but also dover hatzomech. It's on the chefta itself. Im derech gidula ligado bedover al she'ein mechuber. Would it grow on something that's not mechuber lekarka? Right. Keep going down. Chayiv hatolish misham. Then you're chayiv for that. Va'osan zroyim mitzmachim she derech gidulam linake mi lios mechuber lekarka. Davka, after the god of it, somach melech, and they're growing by themselves. Afilu hachi came into zeh hamin ein darko bekach in chayv atolish. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. That the chiluk is as to how it actually would grow. Okay, I'm gonna skip a little Rashi then. Tapuach adama. So here we get to the potatoes. That it has to be, it's the normal way it grows. After you would be chayiv that if it normally grows on something. So something like these eyes on the potato that grow, right? Even though the potato is not mechubar lekarka, in came tachas korin. What is this? Oiske gavzen, oiske vaxen. right? Vaccine and learning, right? These growing things had sameach al tapuchi adama, the eyes. You can't separate them. You can't do ketzira on yamtiv. Okay. But the Toldos Shmuel be makel in this case. Why? To came the puchi adama ochlin inhu. It's ochel. So I'm taking off. If I have food, so I'm separating one part of the food from the other part of the food. So the potato is potato. So I'm just separating one part of the potato from the other part of the potato. Lo shaych oke dav migedulo al davar hatzameich mimenu. You can't talk about that something grows from that. De chibure ochlin kemande in the dummy. Okay, so that would be the machloikis, whereas according to the Toldos Shmuel, one would be allowed to separate this, because it's all the din of ochel, and you can separate one ochel from the other, whereas according to the Talmalachos, that he would hold that no, it's going to be a problem, because this is the, that's how they normally grow. When we get to Shulchan Aruch now, this is Shin Yud Beis, Siv Gimel. Source elbow sovim. You have a stone that has grass on it. So again, this is back in the day before they had toilet paper and ways of cleaning themselves and wiping themselves. They used to use pebbles and stones. There was Rabbi Simon was quoting from the Stipler. He has a thin sefer. I think it's called Eitzos v'Hadrachos. I remember seeing it years ago. It's a thin red sefer, and there was a psychiatrist who's writing to the Stipler with Shilas about people with OCD and stuff like that. And some people, like, they had an inyan that they couldn't daven because they felt they weren't, cleaning themselves. They weren't totally clean after going to the bathroom. The stipler writes back, says, Mistama, they're better off. They're cleaner than they were for the people who are wiping themselves with these stones. So he felt that that was not a problem. So Tzorsha Alba Sovim, Mutlik Nechvo, V'lo Chashin and Shemit Lushu. We're not concerned that by wiping yourself with the stone, you're going to come to take off the grass. The Afim Litshu, and even it does, Lake Isura, and even it does, the grass comes off while a person's cleaning himself. That's not a problem. It's something you don't have kavana for. It's not psik resha. If it was a psik resha, it was definitely going to happen. Okay, can't do that. But if it's here, it's we learned last week, machloikis, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, davashein mischavein. So it is allowed. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yud Beis in Source 9. Mutlak nechpo, you're allowed to wipe yourself with this. It's not a problem of kotzer, tolish on this. It's on the ground, you're allowed to pick it up and take it off. Right? It looks like you're picking something up. Someone sees you just picking something off the ground, they might think you're doing a tolish. Here, because of an inyan, a very important inyan, which we've discussed in previous shiurim over the years about kavod habrios, right, the human dignity aspect of it, the person needs to clean themselves, so therefore there's not a gezeira de rabbanan. Kavod habrios beats out the din de rabbanan over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. And then in Yud Gimel, v'lo chashinan, again, this is going on the line that we're not concerned, so maybe it's going to separate. What's lomer? Da'af betlisha yeshbo isura d'oraisa, right? L'chuli amik l'am simin shinlamik. Vav lo chashinin she nitlash came into einim eschaving lezeh v'la psik reishahu. It's not a psik reisha. There's not a problem. That's what we just spoke at a minute ago. So the Mishnah Berurah allows wiping oneself with these types of stones. And Rav Rimon's sefer, keep going. Source number 10. He has a nice little summary over here of kotzer. Is a person allowed to detach the leaves from the flower pot? So he says it's also deraisa to detach fruit, flowers, leaves from a plant that's attached to the ground. Likewise, it's prohibited to detach plants and mushrooms from their place of growth. That's what we talked about, the malkum gidulo, even if they're not attached to the ground. Since by doing so, one uproots the item from the place of its growth. It's prohibited to detach fruit or branches from a dried out tree that's planted in the ground. It's prohibited to detach these from a plant growing in a flower pot, whether it was otzutz or she'en anokiv, and that's the difference between deraisa or derabanan. Is it permitted to remove flowers from water in a vase? So he writes, it's permitted to detach fruit leaves from a branch that was detached before Shabbos. It's not mukta. Yet, when the reference is to an action typically performed in a field, one must be careful to avoid the labor of threshing. Okay. It's also permitted to remove flowers or branches from water in a vase if they did not take root. He's quoting from Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa or Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And finally, we just have a nice little summary chart in his Sefer. So for Kotzer, right, the way it was done in the Mishkan, they would use this because they needed to make the dyes for the curtains. So the definition is uprooting an item from the place of its growth, which was the fish, because the fish grow in there according to Yushalmi, which was the pulling the baby out of the mommy's stomach, which is the Gemara on Kuv Zayin, which was the Mishnah on Sadi Hey. So the primary, the Av, right, is it was done with taking like grapes with a kli. The Tola was doing it by hand, right? We see you can't detach things from the mushrooms, the things, the pitrios that were growing on them, the flower pot. So if it's one that has a hole in the bottom, that's Aser Deraisa. And if it's a She'enan Akav, if it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, that's Iser Dirabonin. And then last thing here, he writes practical ramifications. It's prohibited to pick leaves of fruit, even from a flower pot, from a dry tree plant in the ground. It's prohibited to remove a fish from the water. That's Yushalmi, we saw. It's permitted to detach leaves or fruit from a branch that had been severed before Shabbos. If one's accustomed to performing that action in the field, then it's prohibited due to threshing. It's prohibited to remove flowers from a vase if they did not yet take root. Okay, so these are some of the introductions to Kotzer. Mirat Hashem, next week, our shiur, I want to talk about trees. You know, what are some of the potential issues with climbing a tree, with using a hammock, with a swing? What happens, you know, your kids are playing ball and they throw the ball up into the tree, or, you know, are you allowed to get it down? Something like that. So that's also going to be related to Kotzer. I mean, that'll be our topic for next week's shiur. Are there any questions?